Well, welcome to first in our June meditation series. And this series is titled Joyful Effort, which I'm really excited about. So Joyful Effort is also our community intention for the month at the studio. And every month, Octavia and I, either in person or on the phone, get together and say, what do we really want to focus on for this coming month? What is our intention? And we were talking about summer and the pool and like being a kid and all of this loveliness. And somewhere in that conversation, it was like, well, that is lovely and summer is so fun, except we're adults and work doesn't stop and bills don't stop and the laundry doesn't stop. Like, we had this little moment of hashtag adulting, right? And so we decided that we wanted to focus on both. The work that doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It's never going to, right? The work. But also the element of joyfulness or playfulness or lightheartedness that we can bring to our work, okay? So that's our community intention. And of course, I try to make the meditation series fit, and I couldn't have picked a better one if I tried. Because every single frequently asked question, most common complaint, they're all about the work of meditation. Not the joy, the work of meditation. And so in this series, what I'm hoping to do is I picked the three most common complaints slash questions, and we're going to talk about them. And we're going to talk about why that is a thing and how to bring a bit more joy to this practice that is joyful, that facilitates joy in our lives. Okay, so the comment that we are going to talk about tonight is, I don't have enough time to meditate. I don't have enough time to meditate. And I say it too, I'm not at all judging this comment, right? We all have jobs and families and friends and life to deal with. And it can be really difficult to carve out a daily practice in that, you know, never-ending list of to-dos. So what I wanted to talk about was how parallel that is with our actual life. And maybe you don't say the actual words, I don't have enough time, but I invite you just to reflect for a moment on how your day feels often. For me, there's often an undercurrent of, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to get all the work done I want to get done. I don't have enough time to spend with my child. I don't have enough time to clean my house. And it's not that I'm necessarily saying that out loud. That's the subconscious belief that is running through my days. And I don't think, I hope I'm not alone. I don't think I'm alone, right? If you reflect on what your days feel like at work, at school, in life, all of the things we want to do, all of the things we have to do, there's this element of, I don't have enough time. Right? In our culture, very much, exhaustion is a status symbol, right? It's like, how many emails did you answer today, right? And productivity is a measure of our self-worth. How much should we get done? How much have we achieved already in our life? And both of those beliefs instantly put this layer of something's wrong, something's missing. In every moment, something's wrong, something's missing, right? If you have to be achieving to be successful, and there's a moment of, well, I just sat here and answered an email, or God forbid, I just sat here and took a breath, something's wrong. I'm not achieving, right? I have to be constantly hurry up, try harder. And so our work, as we start to experiment with joyful work, joyful effort, is what if we shifted that perception a little bit? What if we let go of the exhaustion belief or the productivity belief? There's a book by Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection, which I quote from often. And there's an entire chapter in that book that is titled Play and Rest. Play and Rest. And she writes that she put the two together because for the most part as a culture, we don't believe either of them fit in our day. Play or rest, right? I'll sleep when I'm dead. And why would I play? Like, what play, right? Our children do that, but as adults, do we allow ourselves to do that? And the understanding is that play is a necessity for joy. And I don't necessarily mean a board game or an imaginary game or a sport. It can be, it is the sake of doing something for no reason other than your enjoyment. That's what I mean by play, okay? Doing something solely for enjoyment, right? So there's a National Institute for Play. This is a real study. This exists. Play is very important in our lives. There's all kinds of science to back it up. And the person who heads up this Institute for Play, his name is Dr. Stuart Brown, and he writes that the opposite of play is not work, it's depression. Okay? The opposite of play is not work, it's depression. So when we're talking about infusing our life with a little bit of joy, what we're talking about is bringing in an element of playfulness, an element of curiosity or lightness to even the most mundane things that we do. So we'll take this back to meditation. I don't have enough time. And this doesn't necessarily feel playful, right? We sit cross-legged or in a chair, we close our eyes for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. We pay attention to our breath, which is a relatively boring thing. And we notice all the horrible thoughts streaming through our heads nonstop. It doesn't necessarily feel like play. The interesting thing is, if you read sort of the ancient text around meditation, they use joy as something synonymous with discipline. Joy and discipline are synonymous. The idea being, if you show up for yourself, if you make this a choice and you keep choosing it, that's what fosters that sense of joyful engagement in your life, right? So it's not that we suddenly find a way to have more time in our days. It's that we choose what we're spending our time on more consciously. So when people say to me, I don't have enough time to meditate daily, sometimes I feel like my response is a little, maybe a little firm or a little harsh in some ways, because I don't either, and I know none of you do either. It's a choice that we make. We say, this is something that matters to me, and so I'm going to do it every day. And sometimes that means a couple emails don't get answered. And sometimes it means my laundry doesn't get folded until the weekend. Truly, that's a thing in my house. But for me, this practice makes my life better, and laundry doesn't, right? And so I invite you to think about this. We're about to start meditating, but I invite you to think about this. So often our running to-do list, like the big to-do list, is very much a list of to make my life feel perfect, okay? And everybody's is gonna be different, but mine is something along the lines of I manage to maintain a spotless household, I engage with my child in a lovely way every day, and I get all my work done every single day. And at the end of the night, I can close my laptop, turn off my phone, be in bed by 10, and feel amazing, right? So that sounds perfect. To actually do that, I would be the most miserable human being on earth. I would never sleep, right? I would run around like an insane person. I would be a terrible partner because I'd be trying to get these imaginary goals done that I think are gonna make me happy. And if you actually think, what makes my day feel amazing? What makes me feel joyful in my day? And that was our to-do list. What would be different? Maybe it feels crazy to think that I wouldn't put my laundry away till Saturday. Like maybe that, if you're a very clean person, maybe that makes you a little crazy, right? But is that feeling, a belief that has been like, this is what we do, we put our laundry away every single day, we fold it, we put it away, or is it really truly something that brings you happy? So we're gonna meditate. We, in this class, meditate for 20 minutes. And I invite you, it might happen tonight, it might not. If you feel that pull of impatience, if you feel that little hum of, I could be doing or I need to do dot, 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 I invite you just to come back to the reminder of joy. And it doesn't mean the thing that you think of isn't a joyful thing, it might be, right? I'm not saying it's not. But come back to joy every time that urge comes up. And sometimes it's strong. I have many times in my practice, practice, been in the midst of meditation, and actually stood up, ready to like go do something else before I caught it, and was like, oh yeah, I'm meditating, the bell hasn't rung, sit back down, right? It's the impatience pull is a big one. The urge to do is a big one, and we are not doing. We are simply being. So let's be together. Okay. Take a moment just to move around. That was a long talk. So if your legs fell asleep, uncross your legs, cross them the other way. Adjust any props that you need to be comfortable. If you're at home listening, you can sit in a chair. You're going to let your hands rest onto your lap, palms face down. And when you're ready, you're going to let your eyes close. Together as a group here, let's take a nice big inhale in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again. Inhale deeply. Exhale, let it go. And allow your breath just to fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales. And we take this first moment just to simply land here in this room. You might notice your mood or your energy. You might notice if there's a particular feeling that was stirred up just by that talk tonight. And amidst whatever is going on for you in this moment, just take a second to silently say to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, we let ourselves land, truly land. Feel your hips relax into the cushion or blanket beneath you. Feel your spine lift up and lengthen just a little bit. So you're just a touch tall, you feel awake. You might lengthen the back of the neck. Lift the crown of the head. And feel all of the muscles through the face soften. Forehead. Eyes. Jaw. Nice easy breath here. Let your shoulders relax back and down. Imagine just by breathing, you can melt tension off your shoulders. You might notice the length, the weight of your arms. The way your chest rises and falls as you breathe. And perhaps here you take a second just to invite the muscles around your heart to soften. As if your actual heart could relax. And our belly muscles relax. Feeling ourselves breathe with a soft belly. Feel the back of your body strong, awake. front of your body soft, receptive. Gradually begin to notice your breath. Gradually you begin to feel your breath. Wherever you most feel it as you breathe in and out. Maybe inside the nose, the chest, belly. Wherever you most feel the breath. You might even feel as if you climbed inside the center of your breath, so that you're fully feeling this inhale. And this exhale. And you don't have to describe it. You don't have to narrate your breath. Just relax and feel your breath. Absolutely, thoughts are still going on. Maybe they're loud tonight, maybe they're quiet. And truly, there is nothing to do or worry about with those thoughts. Let them go. Just as you can sit inside a room while a TV plays and not pay attention to it, you can sit here while your thoughts ramble on and not really pay attention to them. We feel the breath. We let each and every thought and distraction and worry just drift by. And as we move into a period of silence, you'll likely find a couple times or many times that you get totally lost in a thought. You forget about the breath. If that happens once, if it happens 1,000 times, each time you notice it, you just gently, kindly smile to yourself and see if you can come back and feel the next breath. Discipline to return. The joy of returning. And just noticing where you were. Feeling your spine lift up and lengthen just a touch if you've slumped over. Feel again that gentle sense of awakeness, receptivity and openness. As you're ready, we'll bring our palms together in front of our hearts like a prayer. Just bow your chin down slightly. Take a second to thank yourself for carving out time, for choosing to be still, and for exploring that balance between joy and effort. Let's finish with one final breath. Just take a deep inhale in. Release a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sitting today. Namaste.